You ever get sad or get depressed in the winter? If so, hang in there. We're going to take care of you today.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Dave and welcome to episode 67 of Slice Your Age. It's so great to have you with me today. It's going to be a great episode. I'll tell you why, because we got a question in, which is a very, very relevant question from a listener from Happy Man over in the UK. Wow, it's a really good question and I want to answer it not only to help Happy Man, but to help you. If you ever get a feeling of sadness, if you're depressed or just don't really feel right in the winter. And a lot of people say that because the days are shorter, because it's darker when you wake up in the morning, it's darker when you come home from work or, you know, it gets dark very early, that it can cause something called SAD, S-A-D, which stands for seasonal affective disorder or some type of depression or sadness. And there's been studies out there that it absolutely can happen. There are plenty of people out there. I don't know if you have ever had the problem, but there are plenty of people out there that do report in the winter. They're just not the same. They don't feel the same. They feel just kind of down and they can't wait until spring comes and the days are longer and it starts getting warmer out and you can do some more things outside. But I guess the question becomes, what do you do during these winter months? When the days are shorter, when it's dark out, when it's cold, when you just don't feel like getting outside and doing anything, and that leads to sadness or depression, I'll take care of you today. I'm pretty sure I can help you. And I want to tell you a little bit of a story about what used to happen to me during the change of season. So I'm going to get into that in just a quick second. What's a quick second? A second is always a second. It's not a quick second. But I'm going to talk to you in just a quick second. We'll use that expression today. It's okay. Before I do that, I want to say hello to Yoko. Yoko is probably listening to us. She's in Japan right now, so we're not able to record this together. But Yoko, I hope you're enjoying your trip to Japan and come back soon so you can be at the other end of the mic with me, because the last couple of episodes we did, Yoko and I did, we did things that you need, things that are going to help you make 2015 your absolute best year ever, and five regrets that people that are at the very end of their lives, people that are dying, the five most common regrets people have. We just did those two episodes week after week, and they turned out really, really great. So if you have not heard either of them, I urge you to go back there, episodes 65 and 66. Check them out. They're both excellent, and you're going to really get a lot out of them. It's going to help you really not only have the best year ever, but it's going to help you hopefully eliminate any type of regret that you may have now or even into the future. So I think they're both going to help you in an incredible way. So what I want to run by you before I talk to you about seasonal affective disorder or if you have any kind of depression. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be in the winter, but if you've got if from any type of change of season or for really any reason, I hope what I'm going to teach you today is going to help you. But mainly, you know, during the change of season into the winter and when the days are shorter. I do want to tell you this, that Yoko and I next week have a speaking engagement at a local, it's a local kind of retirement home facility. So we're going to be speaking to people probably aging and ranging in age from, I think probably mid-60s up to probably in their 90s. So we're really looking forward to speaking to this group over at Weinberg Village. And I know we spoke there a short time ago, probably a couple months ago, and we were very, very well received. We actually did a really cool talk on the Grand Canyon. This time when we go next week, we're going to be speaking about really about slicing your age. And you can slice your age at any age, just because these people are going to be in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s maybe. You know, everybody wants to look better, feel better. We're going to show them some really, really cool ways to do that. So my point here is not only to tell you about where we're speaking, and we've got some other things coming up. We're actually going to be trying to speak on the stage at Summerfest, Vegetarian Summerfest in Pennsylvania in July. We're hoping for that engagement as well. But my point point is, if you have a group, if you want to bring us to your audience and really wow them and teach them how to live their best lives ever, how to slice their ages, how to live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier, we are really, really happy. We would be happy to help you out. So just get in touch with me. The best way to do that, of course, is email me at sliceyourage@gmail.com. We'll come to your town. We'll come to your group. We'll speak to you, and we'll have a blast together. We'll get them all going, and everybody just living their best lives ever. Well, anyway, let's get back to the question at hand about seasonal affective disorder. I'm going to give you a few little tips. It's for Happy Man, who actually wrote in with this question, but it's not just for Happy Man. It's for any of you. If you, right now, you're listening to me, and you've got any type of sadness, depression, just not feeling like you're in the groove, and you just feel like you need a little oomph, a little boost to get going. So I'm pretty sure I can help you with a few little tips. The first tip would be to exercise, to move your body, because when you move your body, you just increase the endorphins moving through your body, especially if you're doing some really good aerobic exercise. You get those endorphins moving around, and it's like you've heard of the term runner's high. When runners run long distances, they start to feel like this euphoric feeling. So endorphins really do increase your mood to a really great level. So now you might be thinking, well, yeah, I'd like to be able to move more and get out there and do some stuff. But when I get up in the morning before work, it's dark, it's cold, it's dreary. Heck, if I'm getting out on the street, or heck, if I'm going outside in that horrible way, I'm not doing that. And then when I get home from work, it's dark, it's cold, it's dreary. And I get up in the next morning, and it's the same thing. Dark, cold. Well, you know, I happen to like the outside, even if it's dark. I like walking outside. I like running outside. I've got a reflective vest. I've got layers. I layer up. And even if it's cold outside, as long as I'm safe, meaning I have lights or reflections, so if a car is coming towards me, I really light up and glow like crazy. And I'm able to also leave the road if I have to, if a car is coming too close. I never want to be walking or running on a road that's dangerous. There's nowhere for me to go. So I think if you're reflected well and lit up really well, it's okay. But make sure you're layered up well. Make sure you're dressed for the proper weather, for the environment, for the temperature. Because if you get out there and your fingers start freezing, and especially if it starts to rain a little bit, you're going to be in trouble. So make sure you layer really well. It's better to have more on than you think you need, and you can peel layers off pretty easily. But be dressed warmly, be dressed for the weather, and get out and do something and move. Now, if you are one that just doesn't want to get outside in the dark and cold, how about a treadmill? I don't push gym memberships. And I've talked to you before about this, but in my home right here, I've got the home studio in one room, and the next room, I've got a little kind of home gym that I just kind of threw together. I've got some things that work really, really well for me. And I'll just kind of talk to you about them again fairly quickly, because they work really well. And it doesn't matter what the weather is outside, I can use these anytime, any day. So I've got a treadmill, and it's a nice one, but yours does not have to be nice. If you don't have one now, go on Craigslist. I'll tell you something, even with the new year now, pretty soon, people in your area are going to be getting rid of their treadmills because they bought them probably maybe for the holidays. They thought they'd use them. And after a short time, they say, I can't use this thing. I know I made a New Year's resolution, but I'm just not going to keep it. So I'd rather have the cash. So you see like a large supply of them coming onto the market. Usually end of January, February, March, you start to see a bunch of treadmills and gym equipment, home gym equipment on Craigslist and sites like that. So pick one up. You can get them pretty much for pennies on the dollar right now or very, very soon. What else? I've got a treadmill. I've talked to you about this one before. I absolutely love it. And it's a pull-up bar that I just put in the door. And I think I got it at the local pharmacy, the Rite Aid or the Walgreens. It costs 10 or 12 bucks. It's very, very strong. It goes in like in a doorway. And I'll tell you something, pull-ups done correctly are a fantastic exercise. And the more you do, the better you get. And you're going to see your back starting to get stronger, your arms starting to get stronger. They're incredible. I do them every day. Along with pull-ups, I love push-ups. I've got some weights, some dumbbells where I do some curls and some shoulder presses. And just, I've got a you can get down on the floor. Of course, you can do crunches. I've got a sit up bench as well. But you don't need a sit up bench. You could just get down on the floor and do crunches pretty easily. I love the abs wheel. And again, you can pick those up pretty cheaply. You can go online, go on Amazon, and just do a Google search for abs wheel or ab wheel. I'm not sure if it's ab or abs wheel, but they're probably again, 10, 15 bucks, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Great exercise. You can really work your abs out well. The bottom line is there's a ton of things you can do inside to stay in shape, not only stay in shape, move your body and increase those, increase the endorphins, the serotonins, and again, you will you'll feel better. I mean, there's a very good chance, you will improve the chemistry in your body, so it can take care, hopefully, fairly easily of the any type of sadness or seasonal affective disorder. Now, along with exercise, let's talk about any type of supplements. I'm not a big supplement person, but I do know that vitamin D could be related. You know, if it's dark out when you leave for work, if it's dark out when you come back, and chances are you're busy during the day, you might not be getting the sunshine that you need to produce vitamin D in your body. So here's what I do. I take vitamin D supplements. I actually take them year round. Now I'm going to tell you what I take. Now I'm not recommending this for you. You might want to talk to your doc. You might want to talk to somebody that knows more about your physical condition and your health. This is not a recommendation. This is what I do. I take, I've got it right here, 2,000 IU, 2,000 international units of vitamin D3. 2,000 international units of vitamin D3. I take one of those little soft gels per day. So it's 2,000 units per day. I also take a vegan supplement. I took a couple of vegan supplements. Here's what they are. They are omega-3. It's DHA. Now, it's from algae. It's not the omega-3 from fish oil. I do not take fish oil because I do eat plant-based only. I don't make any exceptions, so I don't get my omega-3s from fish. But I do get them from algae, and I use a brand called Deva, D-E-V-A. It's simply called Vegan Omega-3 DHA from algae, delayed response. And you can actually, I'm pretty sure you can go on Amazon and find that. It's a good one. I like it. And one other supplement that I take, it's also by Deva, D-E-V-A. It's just simply called Vegan Multivitamin. I'm looking at the bottle right here. It says Vegan Multivitamin and Mineral Supplement with Greens. I take one daily, comes in a bottle of 90. I've been doing it for some time. And again, you never really know if they're working for you. You just can't tell. You don't pop a vitamin and then you feel better. You don't get like a high. You don't feel better all of a sudden. But when I say they're working for me, whenever I go in for my physical, through my blood work, I'm always totally normal. My levels are of everything, cholesterol or blood work, are always very, very good. So that's why I'm assuming that these are working. So if you're having any type of seasonal affective disorder, a supplement could help. I can't guarantee it, but it certainly could help. And I don't think it would hurt you. But again, check with your healthcare professional. What else do we have? Let's talk about eating for a little bit, because eating is, let's face it, it's important in every aspect of your life. And if you're eating poorly, if you're eating a lot of processed foods, high carb diet, which would, and I'm talking about the bad carbs, the simple carbs, that's the sugary sweets and things like that. It's not a good thing. And that can contribute to, a state of mind that could be seasonal affective disorder, some depression, some sadness. It can do that. So let's just still make sure. Now, I'm going to speak for myself, but this is what I eat and this is what I recommend. If you do not eat plant-based diet, number one, shame on you. Hopefully you will come around one day soon. But again, I would make sure I got a really wide range assortment of vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, legumes. What else did I miss? Anything? Grains. Make sure you're eating a lot of different things. When you're eating your vegetables, make sure you're getting cruciferous vegetables, of course, are very good. A lot of antioxidants. Make sure you're getting a wide range of colorful vegetables. Organic, of course, always better. But make sure you're eating really well and you take all the junk out of your diet. I'm plant-based, as you know. No SOS, which SOS stands for sugar, oil, or salt, and no processed food, just all whole food. Well, when I say whole food, I mean it's something that we didn't create in a lab. It's something that we either grew or, you know, we can pretty much make it in our kitchen, and it's not something that's totally processed. So if you're eating whole foods, plant-based, no sugar, oil, salt, no process, you're going to be doing pretty well as long as you're getting your calories there. Now, you know, if you got to be eating enough, because one of the mistakes I see is people that go plant-based, they will remove certain things from their diets, but they won't really replace them. So let's say somebody that was eating meat every night for dinner, they'll take the meat away, but they won't replace the meat with enough calories to get them through. So they start seeing kind of little issues and not only being hungry, but issues and things like being very tired, just not feeling right, maybe being depressed, things like that. So you got to make sure you're getting all the calories you need. And when you get all the calories you're eating, and you make sure you're eating many different types of foods, so chances are you're going to be getting the nutrition you need. Now, I won't go too deeply into eating, but just suffice to say, I've repeated it already enough, I don't have to keep saying it. Make sure you're eating well, because that could in itself really help the problem quite a bit. What else was I going to say about seasonal affective disorder, being sad, being depressed during the winter and during the months that the days are very short and cold outside? Oh, there's something else that some people use very effectively. Now, I'm not an expert on this, and I can't really speak to it too much, but I will tell you there's something out there, some type of light therapy, because the idea is, of course, that if you're not going to get the light from the sunlight, then go ahead and get it from artificial light inside. Now, I am not an expert at light therapy. I've personally never used it, and I can't really recommend like what type of light therapy, but if you think light therapy is something that you'd like to explore, ask your doc. I would research it online from reputable sources, but that could be something that absolutely could be helpful to you. So I'd certainly check out light therapy. Now, I would like to tell you a little bit about what used to happen to me, and it does not happen anymore. I'll tell you why I think it doesn't happen anymore, and you can hopefully use this information in your life. Long time ago, let's see how long ago. Well, back in the days, I think this started maybe when I was in school. I would get, not only would I get like the Monday blues, and that would mean that, you know, I'd pretty much live for the weekends. And as Sunday started rolling around, I just would never be happy. I probably some form of light depression, I guess. Sundays, I just never felt right. And then Monday, you know, you're back kind of in the school week, and I really just didn't like it. I think maybe didn't like my life back then. So I would always feel kind of blasé on a Sunday, knowing that the work week or the school week was approaching quickly. That even spilled over into when I was working, and because I just maybe didn't love what I was doing. So I would always have those Sunday blues. Now, something else that used to happen when I was younger, I remember, and probably well into my 20s and maybe even 30s, whenever the season would change from summer, which I loved, summer to autumn, I would start to get sad. And again, maybe depressed, maybe a little depression. I've never seriously depressed, never had to go on medication, or never really had to see a doctor about that. But I knew that something wasn't right, and I felt this feeling of sadness when we would change from summer to autumn. Now, I looking back, I know what it was, and it does not happen anymore. It's not happened in years, but I just didn't love what I was doing, whether it was going back to school. That's probably mainly what it was, going back to school. But then even when I finished school, I think my body was so used to being sad in the fall, it kind of continued for a while. But fast forward many years, and I mean many years, Nowadays, when the summer change, I mean, look, I love summer. Don't get me wrong, I love summer. But guess what? I love fall also. And I love winter and I love spring. Do you get that? I love all the seasons. Now, I happen to be in the Mid-Atlantic region, in Maryland, Mid-Atlantic region of the United States, and we do get four seasons. If you're in South Florida, if you're in Southern California, or you know somewhere else that you maybe you're not getting four seasons, maybe this doesn't affect you as much. But when you know, when we would go into the into the fall, I would get depressed. But as soon as I started really loving my life and loving what I was doing, that's when I learned to appreciate every season, and it really did go away. And I certainly do not have the Sunday blues anymore because I practice what I preach all along since day one of this podcast of Slice Your Age. From the first episode, I would say that if you don't love what you do, if you're in a job, studying something in school, anything, whatever it is, if you're not loving what you do, if you're in a relationship that you're not really loving, then you have to change something because then if you don't, that's when things start happening. Not only stress in your life, medical issues will start showing up, but yeah, depression will surface its ugly head, and it's not fun. I'm sure it's not fun. So that's what I'm trying. My hope, if I can bring this all together now, I really believe, Happy Man, are you listening? Because I'm answering this for you. I'm devoting this entire episode for you because I think it's so important and so many other listeners, I'm sure, are listening very closely and have the same problem, Happy Man. So it's not just you, but you're the one that kind of sparked this idea that, wow, I haven't really talked about this and it's a perfect time of the year to speak about this now. You got to be loving what you're doing because here's what I'm going to say. I don't care how dark it would be outside, how cold and dreary it is outside. If I truly am doing something that I love, I mean really love, passionately love, I get up every morning and I can't wait to get going because I love it. Then this is David Maddow's opinion, Dr. Dave. It's not, I have not read a study on this, but I'm pretty sure it's true. If you love what you're doing, and it doesn't really matter how many hours it's dark outside because I think you'll be happier. If you're not loving what you're doing, if you don't love your life, then I believe the shorter days, the temperatures outside, the weather outside is going to kind of exacerbate that and affect that and make things worse. So I'm going out on a limb here. I'm saying to you, if you look into your heart, look into your soul, if you can say, you truly love your life, then I'm wondering why you've got the seasonal affective disorder. Then you might want to try some of the other things I talked about, some of the supplements or some of the working out more. Of course, I believe in those anyway. But I'm willing to bet that if you make another change somewhere, it just might happen that the seasonal affective disorder might kind of diminish, go away, and hopefully never come back. The reason I'm saying this, it did it for me. My seasonal affective disorder was summer going into fall. It really got me sad. It really did. And Sunday evenings all the time, I would be sad. But all that stuff, I never had to take an antidepressant for it. All that stuff went away as soon as I fixed my life. And I'm willing to bet it'll do it for you. I hope this helped not only Happy Man, but, and of course, Happy Man is not his real name. Happy Man, I know I'm not going to use your real name. I know your real name. I'm not going to use it because we want to protect, it's probably a kind of a personal question and a personal issue that somebody has. So we want to protect them. And, so we use a nickname that, other listeners won't know who this person is, but he's a listener. He's a great listener. Somebody that's been listening for quite some time and somebody that's also said that we've helped him quite a bit, just in turning his life around and making it really good. Well, I think Happy Man, this is going to even turn your life around better. I hope some of the tips I gave you help you, but look inside yourself, look into your heart again. And again, if there's something that, can be tweaked in your life, I'm willing to bet it's going to help seasonal affective disorder. I want to thank you for, we took up an entire episode with one question, but it was a very important one. It's a great one. I appreciate Happy Man sending this in. By the way, if you are listening and you have a question, send it in to me because I love helping. And if you have a question that's you're not sure how to answer, or not sure what to do or need some help with, there's a pretty good chance that hundreds more of my listeners would like to hear the same thing, as maybe it's happening to them as well. So I'd love for you to submit a question. You can do it either on Facebook. We got a Slice Your Age Facebook page, or we have just my simple personal Facebook page, which is David Matto, or send it in to me at sliceyourage@gmail.com. And remember, everything's happening over at sliceyourage.com. We post every episode. They're all up there. You can not only listen to every episode from the very beginning of Slice Your Age, but you can go back and look at detailed show notes. Every time we do an episode, we go back within 24 to 48 hours, we have detailed show notes. So if I mention something, like I mentioned the Diva Vegan Multivitamin, that's going to be posted there. So you can take a look at maybe a link, but at least it'll be listed there. Everything we talked about will be on the show notes. And you can go back and refer to any other episode, older episodes, and get the information sometimes simply just by reading the show notes. Although I'd love to have you listen to the episode too, because by reading the show notes, you don't get me, you don't get my actual voice. And I think it's important to hear me give you this information, because after all, I look at it as I am sitting in a room with you, only you. I'm sitting on the sofa with you. I'm helping you personally, Dr. Dave, with you. I'm here to improve your life. I'm doing it. I will continue to do it. I've been doing it for over a year now on Slice Your Age. And guess what? I've got no plans to stop, because I just love what I do. You can tell from my voice. I love it. I'm passionate about this. And if I helped just one of you on this show today, then it made my day. But guess what? I have a feeling I helped a lot more than one. I just have that feeling. So I think that's going to put this episode in the book. It's Dr. Dave here, and I cannot wait to see you and to talk to you and to hear you, even though I can't really hear your voice, but I can hear you. I can feel you right here with me. I can't wait till next episode, because I'll be back with you, and I know you'll be back with me. But until then, have a fantastic week. I'm Dr. Dave. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.